Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got all he had, set off to a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never even gave me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you killed the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything that I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the Lord's Spirit be upon my lips. Amen. Please be seated. I will tell you in advance that the sermon this morning will be quite brief. I'm sensitive to how long any one of us is able to sit and listen to somebody talk. And I know that I've already used up almost my whole portion before we even started. But there is a sermon, and this is where it comes. And really, I think the gospel that we heard today of the prodigal son is so fundamental to what the Christian life is about. It's a very familiar story to all of us. In fact, it's so familiar that I suspect that many people, those here excepted, probably don't even realize that it's a story that Jesus told. It's almost a part of our culture, the prodigal son. And even we, I think, sometimes don't realize that this is a story that Jesus told in order to show us how deeply God loves us. That's what this story is about. We are each the prodigal son or daughter. We've wandered far from God. We've squandered the gifts that He gave us. Many of us have sunk to the depths at some point in our lives. We've fled from God, full of ourselves and full of our abilities. We've been with prostitutes or lived immorally. We've taken drugs, we've gotten drunk, we've treated others and ourselves very badly. Or maybe we just decided we were very smart and sophisticated and highly educated, and who needed all of this nonsense about God anyway? And we're beyond that. When we finally realize the foolishness of life away from God, and with God's grace, we each realize that at some point. When we finally realize the foolishness of life away from God, we probably don't think we deserve anything from Him by that point. We don't deserve anything from Him. So we stay away, too embarrassed to return. Jesus' message in this gospel is very clear. He wants you back. He wants to love you, and He wants to celebrate your return. The son said to Him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. So let's celebrate." That's the gospel. Now the older son was a bit like those in church who have attended regularly all of their lives, have given of their income faithfully, have worked diligently on committees or on music or on the church grounds, and figure they've earned a place in God's kingdom. They are none too thrilled to see some new person wander into church and be treated like a long-lost son or daughter who came home. I don't know about you, but I've been in many congregations where if you are a visitor and you are there for the first time, it's like approaching an impenetrable wall. People won't even talk to you during the coffee hour. They're off in their little cliques by themselves, drinking coffee and chatting about whatever. And even if you try to sort of elbow your way into one of those and say, "Hello, good morning, my name is George, how are you?" They nod and say hello, and then they go back to their conversation. It's impenetrable. Because these are the saints of God who have earned the right to be there. The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes who has squandered your property with prostitutes, when he comes home, you kill a fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead, and he's alive again. He was lost, and he's found." God clearly loves those who have labored faithfully over all the years, those who've never disobeyed, even when they're so full of themselves that they think they've earned their Father's love. But Jesus clearly says that the Father's love, God's love, is not earned. It's a gift. And it's a gift God wants to lavish on us, on each one of us. There is nothing that makes God's heart leap with joy like the return of one who has wandered away. If you've wandered away through pride or anger or disinterest or falling into any of the traps the world has strewn in front of all of us, and which we've all fallen into one time or another. Perhaps today, this morning, can be the time to turn back to God, to run to Him, to gain the love He so much wants to give every one of us. All of heaven and earth will celebrate your return. Amen.